So Zosalantu said that he says came to a similar conclusion in a different road. He said even though when you look at the davening, it's all about Malchus Hashem, and the ideal is on Rosh Hashanah, a person should put aside one's own needs and only daven for the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar chato Hashem levadicham. The yedako bol ki ato piyalto. So Yisraelanta said, however, we know that what's on our minds is our own personal needs. So he said that the davening would not be an honest davening. We're not on that madrega. A little bit we can daven, a lot we can daven for Malchus Hashem. But if we only follow the machzer and only focus on Malchus Hashem. But this Yod Solomon had the ha'orah that every Shabbat and Yom Tov would say, v'samcheinu v'shu'oscha, two lashonis. V'samcheinu mituvcha, what's after that? V'samcheinu mituvcha v'samcheinu v'shu'oscha. He says, that's where every person can be mechavin for their own needs, because that's what it's talking about. So Solanter said that we wouldn't mean honest davening. So they're going to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the phonies. So of course, he said, even it could be in the ideal world when Anshei Knesset HaGdola formulated davening, so then it was shayach for people to daven only for Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, for us, we'd be standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and we wouldn't be honest people. Right? So that's what he said, that therefore, and Yom Nirom, in order for a davening to be an honest davening, we should insert our bakoshes, the things that are on our minds and in our hearts. It was when Rabbi Blass was speaking, so I remembered a fascinating comment by Rabbi Huttner, which gives you a whole different way of analyzing the shofar. The shofar is the only mitzvah, the two unique parts of the shofar. What are the two unique aspects that are different with shofar than any other mitzvah?
It's that the brocha.
More basically, and they write something in it.
It's
a
shmiya?
The only mitzvah of shmiya. Think about it. The only mitzvah of shmiya. And so there is a tool called Shemei Koine. I can be mekayim a mitzvah via Shemei sometimes. But when the Torah says your mitzvah is performed by being a Shemei, was that? Hakel probably means I have to listen and learn at the same time. And probably, if I just hear the words and I don't know what they mean, I don't know if Makayim, I don't know what they're saying. There has to be something interpretive. But the mitzvah of Yaakov Moshe has an approach that the mitzvah of Shofar is to introspect about the various influences that we've absorbed. The more modern talk about the importance of listening, the Kech HaShmiya. That a person can do so much for other people by just listening. It's a very basic way of being a meitiv. What's the other unique aspect of Shofar? It's the only mitzvah, as a footnote is born, that is performed by breath. Breath alone. In other words, it's not. You don't need to articulate any words. No, correct. So he says, and where? What's the significance of breath? Is that?
That's how we create.
Vayipach va'apav, nishmas b'nkayim. So the first mitzvah of the year, the mitzvah of shofar, then we take the essential component that the Baruch Hu gave Bas of Adam. there you can build different approaches, but the observation, I think, is fascinating. You talk about Ruchnius. In other words, the Vibach B'Yapav, Ruchli Kim Chaim, is we're being need on a Ruchni. We're being this kind of Ruchnius is being Lopiansky from Washington recently, just very recently, I mean, the truth is I just scanned the article. I didn't get rid of it very, very quickly. I have to go back and look at it. But he just, the idea that he develops is the idea of reclaiming the essential part of tefillah. So, when you want to reclaim the part of tefillah, you have to go back to the essential component of tefillah. The most essential component of tefillah is Leibach V'Yavach. After that, then you reclaim words, and over the course of the year, we've misused words. We've misrepresented the usage of words. So Shofar is the sort of recalibration, the retooling of a very, very basic koyches. Good, let's finish up where we began yesterday. So, after Rosh Hashanah, Sunday's Erev Rosh Hashanah. So after Rosh Hashanah, for the few days of this yeshiva, some Gedalia on Thursday, and Sunday and Monday, yeah, Sunday and Monday. So, it's a great opportunity because there's no college, so we have the opportunity to have storm. So please take advantage. Monday will be a day of many, many shurim. It'll be very, very productive day. We'll hear many, many shurim on Monday. Mir Tashem, if we're strong enough, we'll share in Tzim Gedalia on Thursday and Sunday. I go by during the sugya. See how much we can accomplish. So the sugya opens with the din of karbonis chatas v'oshem vaday mechaper. Sorry, chatas v'oshem vaday mechaper. Misvim kippur mechaper imatshuv. So they use this as a springboard to open up the whole sugya of tshuva. The machlokes in this week's parsha with the tshuva of mitzvah or chesed. The shitas of Ramban. That tshuva is a mitzvah. At first glance, it looks like from our sugya that Rashi holds tshuva is a not necessarily a mitzvah, but an opportunity, a chesed. And we pointed out the Rambam shita, which is hard to, which has been much, much debated. What is the shita of Rambam? The Rav held strongly that the Rambam held that tshuva was a mitzvah. And the Rambam brought the two rayas. One raya was that the Rambam presents tshuva as being the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. The Rav used to explain that every Yom Tov has a mitzvah sayyom. Like Pesach, Matzah, Sukkot, and Aravidim, Shavuos, the Lechem Aponim. So what's the mitzvah sayyim of Rosh Hashanah Shofar? The mitzvah sayyim of Yom Kippur is tshuva. The Rav said that the way that the Rambam presents that the mitzvah of doing tshuva in Yom Kippur, if tshuva was not a mitzvah per se, then he didn't think it would make sense to say that it is a mitzvah once a year. And then he would bring a raya, I think, in the seventh parak of the Rambam, where the Rambam discusses, I forget the lashon, of tshuva in the lishonos of the Nevi'im. And the Rav explained, the way the Rav understood the mitzvah of tshuva in Rambam, was the Rav had a mahalach, that in certain mitzvahs, there was a ma'isa mitzvah, a kiyum mitzvah. I'm sure you've heard this many times. So for example, when it comes to Kriya Shema, the kiyum mitzvah, the essential mitzvah is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. But the ma'isa mitzvah is reading the Shema. The Rav would explain that a person reads the Shema and doesn't have a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, so he was Mekayim the mitzvah on a very, very primitive level. The question was he Mekayim the mitzvah altogether? If a person is Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim but doesn't read the Shema, it wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah. He may have had a Kiyum in the mitzvah, but it wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah. The Rabban explained the same thing is true with Shuvah and Vida. Shuvah is a thought process, as the Rabban describes in Perek base, halacha base, and vidui is the ma'isa mitzvah of tshuva. So a person would do vidui without any understanding of what he's doing, that would not be the mitzvah of tshuva. And the Rav held that the Rambam understood if a person would have all of the machshavos of tshuva, so he would accomplish, but he wouldn't have fulfilled the mitzvah of tshuva. The ma'isa mitzvah of tshuva is the vidui. The Kima mitzvah of tshuva is Koras Achayit and Nechom and Vusha and Kabbalah Yasalama. The Maisa mitzvah is the Emiyat. That's how the Rav understood how to understand the Rambam's various approaches to tshuva. What caused the Rav held that what was causing confusion and ambiguity in the Shita of Rambam, that the Rambam on one hand said Kisha Yasa Tshuva, so it sounds like that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Vidoy. On the other hand, when the Rambam said Vahu Sheyoshev V'yisvada, it sounds like there is a mitzvah of Tshuva. So the Rav held that once you saw that there's a mitzvah of Tshuva Yom Kippur, and once you saw the Lashon of Perek Zayin, the Rambam had to say that it's a mitzvah of Tshuva. So you have to understand. So why would the Rambam write Kishe Yosheva Odom Yisvada? So the Rambam explained that means that when a person has the Machshavis of Tshuva, right? Dover HaDoyme, the Machshavah Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, so then one has to do the Maisa Mitzvah of Tshuva. Right? So all of this comes back to this cryptic line of the Mishnah. Chatos V'Oshem Vadai Mechaprin Misa, the Yema Kippurim, Mechaprim Ima Tshuva. So the inference would be that Chatas V'Oshem don't require Tshuva. So Rashi says, can't be, but it need not be stated, Umistome Tshuva Ika, She'im Lai Hoya Mischare, Lai Hoya Maybe Korban. So the Minchas Chinuch builds on this Rashi that Rashi holds that the essential tshuva is charata. That Rashi holds there is no mitzvah to do tshuva. Tshuva either is something is obvious or tshuva is a chesed. Because Baruch Hu told me to do mitzvahs, so I've got to do mitzvahs. If I haven't been doing a mitzvah and I decide to do a mitzvah, that's tshuva, but it's obvious. Because Baruch Hu did not do another favor. From doing an Aveira, the etzen mitzvah tzivoy, not to do the Aveira, is also a tzivoy to do tshuva. So I don't need a special mitzvah to say, stop doing your chet. I need a special mitzvah to say, don't say Lashon Hara. Stop saying Lashon Hara. That is the mitzvah of the Easter of Lashon Hara. So embedded in every lav is that if I'm doing it, I got to stop doing it. I can't do it, and I got to stop doing it. So tshuva, the Minchas Chinuch's approach is on a mitzvah per se. If a person, Kadosh Baruch Hu then said that there is a mitzvah that a person can attach to a transformative moment. And that's what tshuva is, that's vidui. As we explained yesterday, making kiddush when Shabbos comes in, making kiddush when you did tshuva. So making kiddush when you did tshuva, that's the mitzvah of tshuva. That's how the Minchas Chinuch views the mitzvah of tshuva. It's not a mitzvah tshuva. It's a mitzvah to announce and to celebrate his gabra seyetzer. That's how we would define tshuva according to Minchas Chinuch. According to the Ramban and the Rambam, the mitzvah of tshuva is, there's a special mitzvah of tshuva. There's a special mitzvah of his gabra seyetzer. There's a special mitzvah of being matzliach in a nisoyim where a person was nishal in the past. And according to the mahalach that the Minchas Chinuch finds in Rambam and in Rashi, there's no special mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to celebrate the Yisgabra Seyetzer. Avrich Sagoymel, Ki Yochel. Right, go ahead.
One.
One for each chicken.
Well, one, according to Minchas Chinuch, from the Rambam, the actual mitzvah of tshuva, there's no ma'aser. If the entire tshuva is belayed,
according to Rambam's understanding, the Rambam, the ma'aser tshuva is the vidui.
They're connected, and you need to do both to fulfill the mitzvah.
They are connected is a not a strong enough way of saying it. Would you say that Kabbalah's Omoch, Shemayim, and Kriyishma are connected?
Right.
So when's the gut of the other one? It's the stuff of the other one. Good.
Meaning that if you had done Charata and whatever, but didn't
express
anything, then
one's mitzvah of tshuva is incomplete.
Okay, and then I guess according to both Shitos, why don't Nusach Ashkenaz say Vidur every day? Why aren't we always saying Vidur if you fulfill a mitzvah every single time you verbalize Vidur per Avera, anytime you just say it and you could include multiple Averas, it seems as though we should be doing Vidur a lot more often than we do it.
And the essential tshuva is much more introspective than reading through the Hashem Nebegadnu. Because we call Hashem Nebegadnu Vidui. But according to Rambam, Hashem Nebegadnu would not be Vidui. According to Rambam, if a person says, I don't know, Gazalti, right? And he realized he really saw something. And he paid the guy back.
Right.
And then he says, V'nichamti yoboishti alzeh. V'lo v'chzeh laveruzu la'olam. Then he's done vidur. But just by saying, Hashem v'gam v'zandu, that would not be vidur according to Rambam. I would doubt it. And Yomim Ne'iroim, when you look at the Shmon Esrei, so there is a, at the end of the Shmon Esrei, you say, Hare Ani Gechli Mole Busha. So you can put together a vidui, according to the Ram, you could put together a vidui with the, by that expression of Nechama and Charata. And if you mefarit the chait during the Hashem Nebegadnus, right? There's even a line at the very end of the Shmon Esrei that talks about not going back to do the chait again, if I remember correctly. So you can construct the vidui. But the Hashem Nebegadnus per se, we call it vidui. It's not clear what that up in the din of vidui what it does. There's a discussion whether Bechlal, we've discussed in the past, we can discuss it after Yom Tov, about whether there's Vidui without Pirat Achet. That's why the famous Chai Adam. One of the issues with the Chai Adam was Mefarsim in the Olam Yeshivas and beyond. Now it's very beyond because our school puts out a Vidui booklet. That is a sea change which the Chai Adam created. Chai Adam said, "We're not, nobody's doing vidui. We're not reading the Hashem the Magadus. We're not doing Vidui. So the Chayyotim then explained what every Hashem the Magadu is. Right? If you get the Vidui books, they are translations of the Chayyotim. And then the Chayyotim introduced the being Mefarit the Chayt, giving lists of Chatam. Before the Chayyotim, the Shloh had a pure Chayt that we have nowadays. There's certain the Shloz might be the earliest list. The Chidah had a list of Chatam based on the Aleph base that a person can, that could be helpful for, to remind a person about what he has to do Vidui. But that's the Chayyotim held very strongly that what we do is not, the Ashamnu Baganda per se is not a Ki Mitzvah Vidui. We call it Vidui.
So we included in our tefillah and our nisichos just to be.
So l'chayra is like this. L'chayra, the chayyotim would say it's a framework, and now I should take the opportunity to be mefarit the chayt at that time, and at some point say the nusach Rambam. That's one way of looking at it. That we should treat it as headings. Others hold for carrot, then one should not be mefarit techeit. We pass we're not mefarit techeit. So what's the Hashem de Baganu? So the Chayra, the Hashem de Baganu is the part of the introspection. Hashem de Baganu are all general terms, right? Hashem de Baganu is the way that Chayyotim says, I created Shmama. But God knew. Shilamti ro tachas toiva. And I, because Baruch Hu did good for me and I did not repay in kind. So according to this Malach, the Hashamnu Begadnu is the very first step of tshuva, where the Rambam says, Yesiru mimachshavtoi. Where a person tries to understand the various components of why we lapsed, right? Or to guide us through a thought process so that we hit in all the various issues. Magadnu is a thought process. Kadosh Baruch Hu did good things for me. I didn't repay in kind. That's in Chomer Busha. Gazalnu doesn't mean I stole. It means I didn't use Kadosh Baruch Hu's word properly. Tibano Daifi, they misused the speech. All of these things are a vide klolis. But in the L'chayra, the point is that they are the beginnings of the introspection, so that when I am mefarit the chayt, so then I am already in the position of a course of chayt and busha and cherota. So why don't we do it more often? So I don't know the answer to that question. I have to go through the development of the Nischois. But I would speculate that the purpose of the Vidui, that the purpose of the Vidui, as far as we understand it, is not well served by repeating it often without having time to introspect. So when it's Yom Le'irom, there's a Pachad Adin, and we can take our time davening. So then there's great value on Yom Kippur, you know, doing Rosh Hashanah. One of the Avodos is a great value before Rosh Hashanah, and in the Aseret Shvei Teshuva is to go through Vidui and say it like the Rambam says to say. That's a very and Chavis Chaim writes in Beis Yisroel, he writes that just like there is a mitzvah of Kviyas Itim LaTorah, there should be during this period of time, there should be Kviyas Itim LaTshuva. Chavis Chaim points out that there are things that the things that don't have a set time, so that we either procrastinate but there will always be, often correctly, things that triage them out. Right, so the in basis Yisrael, the Chavetz Chaim is making a strong case for that Talmud Torah is one of those victims, right? That because there's so many things to do, often one's learning gets compromised. So Kviyas Ita means that Chavetz Chaim is very, very sharp. One has to set non-negotiable time for Torah. Because if it's anything less than non-negotiable, it will get negotiated out. Right? And the point is, it could be correct. Basher Rusham. Chavetz Chaim had different Rishalom. Where he would say, it could be correct. But at the end of the day, you didn't learn anything. So we can make all the Cheshbonos, and it could be Al-Pidin. What he's saying is hard to put into practice. He said the same thing is true for tshuva. So tshuva is the kind of thing that requires introspection. So if a person is not kovei itim for introspection, it's not going to happen. So that would be l'toelas before yomim, before shana and after shana as well. And then these Vidui lists are of value because they think about things that otherwise wouldn't have thought about. Good. So Rashi says that the Rashi stresses the charota. That is the tshuva. So tzarachim gadol. So the Rashi says that the korban requires tshuva. So that the only source that I'm aware of that disagrees with that Rashi is the Gvura Sari. Gvura Sari is from the Pashas and the Mishnah, just doesn't seem that way. Because the Mishnah does not mention Tshuva. Rashi says, Hayitachin, parenthetically, the Meiri, is expressed in very strong terms. And almost any time that we have some kind of mezake, it's going to always be with tshuva. For example, the simonim on Leil Rosh Hashanah. So those are all effective together with tshuva. Whenever the Gemara says, if one does X, Y, and Z, if one does, I don't know if the Miri says it in our Gemara, but he says it in the Chivra tshuva, it relates to our Gemara. The Gemara says that tshuva tefillin tzedakah. Our makaron is very good. Our Gemara said that Torah and Shini Hashem. So Miri says it's always with tshuva. It goes without saying it's with tshuva. Without tshuva, so nothing can be kereg gzaidin. That's the Meiri's approach. So Meiri over here, that's what the Rashi is pointing out. So there are sources that learn the Mishnah kipshutai, but they're very, very difficult. Rashi points out in Shavuos, I think Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Yud Beis, Gemara says that Echatas v'osham ein mechapren al hamezit kishegig. Echatas v'osham ein mechapren elo al hashomim. Echatas v'osham kapara only for those who do tshuva. So Rashi says, "Visvadichsev, visvadu es chatosam, visvadesh erchoto leo." So that's very difficult, because our Rashi says, "Mistomei the tshuva, mistomei mischaret." Rashi in Shavuos says, "Apostle, visvada." So the Rashi in Shavuos certainly supports the idea that a korban requires tshuva. Without tshuva, the korban is not mechaper. Question is, why does Rashi trim it down to charata? Chaskina says, because that's the ikar mitzvah of tshuva. The vidui is a celebration of the charata. But the ikar, the gut of tshuva is mischaret. question is, so why did the Mishnah not record it together? Why did the Mishnah say it? It says L'gabi Yom Kippur. Yochanan Wasserman, responding to a little bit of a different question, Yochanan Wasserman responds to the question of how you talk in a person can bring a korban if they're only told that they did nevera by Adam. They don't remember doing nevera or meyer shita. So Bukharan Koivis Arva says that tshuva in a korban has a different role. The emes is that the korban is mechaper without tshuva, as the pashas of the Mishnah. However, a korban cannot be brought without tshuva. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Pasuk zevach v'shoim tayeva." Because Baruch Hu says that Rosh is bringing me a korban. Who needs the korban? So Rav Chanan Wasserman says, if I haven't done tshuva, so I'm not, my korban is not going to be accepted. So I have to be a person who is eligible to bring a korban. But once I'm eligible to bring a korban, the korban is mechaper without tshuva. So he says that's why Rashi says that charot is good enough. Because what Rashi is referring to is the korban itself does not will be mechaper without tshuva. But I have to rid myself of being an avarian. So the requirements, the bar of zevach v'shom te'eva is not the same process, same bar of tshuva, not the same process kapara. When it's Yom Kippur, so I need to do tshuva. Without tshuva, there's no Yom Kippur. Except for going to Yehuda, holds Yitzu Mishra Mechaper. If I want the Kapora, Yom Kippur, I need to, but if I want the Kapora of Korban, I don't require tshuva. If I want to be able to be, to bring a Korban, Korban has many requirements. It has to be exactly what the Torah said, it has to have a certain age, I have to own it, it has to be mine. And one of the requirements of the korban is that the maybe a korban should not be a rasha, because Baruch Hu doesn't want to, now not to be a rasha doesn't require tshuva. Not to be a rasha means that nothing of eris. Gemara in kiddushin, right? Haram gudesh is li al menos shani tzadik. The Gemara says suffik kiddushin. Only suffik kiddushin. The guy was Machal Shabbos during Shemar Brachas. Why is it Sovi Kiddushin? So the Gemara says maybe he was Mahar B'tshuva under the Chuppah. Right? He was Mahar B'tshuva. So Mahar B'tshuva enough? And he wasn't Abi Minisoyan. Shemar Brachas were getting married on a Thursday. He was Machal Shabbos by Shemar Brachas Friday night. The Gemara says no, Mekudeshes. Why? So the say that in order not, he didn't say amandos he asked tshuva no shenit tzaddik. So he hurried tshuva enough to determine that a person is can be called a tzaddik. So Chanan Wasserman says that's what Rashi's pointing out over here. Rashi's pointing out chatas v'oshem v'adim mechaprim. If I am eligible to bring a chatas v'oshem. What makes me eligible? Charot. But the kapor itself, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds, Itzume shel yom kippur mechaper. So the Tana holds, Itzume shel korban mechaper. I did the, we have Yom Shat, either Yom Shat, then I went all the way to the ranch and got a korban and paid for the korban and I schlepped this little korban all the way up to Arabayas. And the whole world saw that I'm schlepping a korban chatas. A lot of kapara there. Come to Beis Hamikdash, I'm schlepping a chatas. Everybody else is schlepping a korban toyda, korban shlomim. I'm the only guy schlepping a chatas. Right? So then I come to the koyin. He asks me, "What are you doing this korban?" I say, "You have to go through this again. The korban chatas." Right? So a lot of reason for kapara, even if I only bring the korban. Right. If I have the mahalach mashav of the korban, the Rambam says that the korban is in my place. Says I certainly hear huri machshava of. It's different. It's not the classic that we're used to. It's not the akoras achet and the necham and the busha. But the other ways in which a person can restart oneself. So the brachon advasman, that's pshat. That's why it's two separate paragraphs. The tshuva that we know of, that we always discuss, the tshuva of aziva sachet and akoras achet, aziva sachet, necham busha, that's the tshuva of Yom Kippur. But korban is a different process, a different way in which a person achieves kapara. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want the korban to come from a good guy, so I have to do enough to be a good guy. I have to do enough to be an erlich. So what's that? That's what Rashi's saying. Mistoma has charot. Otherwise, Meshugan, I'm going to buy a korban chatas. The whole world is going to know that I'm an avarian. Did a chait without doing charata, it's a shayach. The only problem is that it doesn't really satisfy the Rashi and Shuas. The Rashi and Shuas is a pasuk and chumash misvadu. Misvadu is chatosom. Now it could be the Rashi holds that the vidui is a vidim charata. Could be that Rashi does not mean vidui of the Rambam. There are different kinds of vidui. B'shas that a person does smich in the korban, he doesn't necessarily do chara to the nusach of the Rambam. He says, maybe he's saying ani was charet. L'choy, that's what Rav Chana would say. It's a different kind of, just like there's a vidoy v'sham lo maganu, it's one kind of vidoy, right? There's a vidoy mais, last week's parasha, right? There's a vidoy with pir d'achet, the vidoy without pir d'achet. There's the vidoy and Sanhedrin of the person who's on his way to the gallows. There are different kinds of vidoyim. So the vidoy over here, mi amar that this vidoy, in our mind, because it's tshuva, it's kapara, so Rashi would say, no, it doesn't have to be the same vidoy. It's a vidoy of charata. But the vidoy over here is so that it shouldn't be zevach shom teyeva. And then the korban itself is what achieves kapara. That's very important for us because one of the, we'll have to discuss it next week, one of the mahalchim of the Tainus is that miyot chelvi v'sori, that is Tainus mechlal, that I bring a little bit of a korban. All right, so that helps with the Rashi. So again, this Rashi over here, that says charata. So first we pointed out that if we don't make a fundamental change like Rav Chanan, so then we have the Minchas Chinuch. So it gave us an opportunity to explain the two major approaches in what the mitzvah of vidui is, and what the mitzvah, and if there is a mitzvah of tshuva. That's number one. Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Achronim, Pshat and Rambam. Then we understood the Rashi a little bit deeper. That over here the charata is, the Minchas Chinuch would say, is the act of tshuva, but is tshuva without the mitzvah vidui. All right, and then we pointed out that it still is disconcerting because why wouldn't the Mishnah put all together chatos, ashon vaday, Misa, Mikipurim, Machapim, Natshuva. So Vilchanan, in answer to a different question, says that Korban is a different kind of Machaper. It does not require the classic Tshuva. That's why it's listed differently. But Rashi is pointing out to us, both in Shavuos and in Yuma, Rashi is pointing out to us that a person has to make themselves eligible for a korban. And the charata is what makes themselves eligible for a korban. Korban is talking different mechaper, and he can't be as ever from to Eber. Look, go ahead.
Yeah, Leo and I were talking about in base letters, and we wanted to, like I said, there's two different drachim in tshuva.
Okay.
Because the whole point of tshuva is to return to Hashem after you distance yourself from you didn't the Mira.
Right.
And kind of come back. So, being a korban is also a lashon hiskarav, it's
correct.
Close to Hashem. So, a korban is the same thing as tshuva, but you can't bring a korban, you can't, like, let's say you punch somebody in the face. So you want to get close again. So you can't just go hang out with them again. First, you need to recognize that you did and apologize.
Yeah.
That's why charata is the one thing Rashi picked out. In the whole Tanakh of Tshuva, you have to recognize that you did, apologize for it, and then you can get close again. So it's really the same exact thing as Tshuva, just in different form.
So basically, you're saying is that the charata intimates an aziva sachet, it does not address loss of lovay. At the end of the day, how is this charata different than the vidya of tshuva?
It's only charata. Charata is the same.
Yeah.
The rest of the process is achieved by bringing karma.
So the thing is that you have to, I think the halach is a good malach, but you have to work on a little bit more is there a charata if there's no aziva sachet in kabbalah loss of lovay? Are they that separable?
I mean, trying to get close to Hashem means that they're embarrassed, for the embarrassed to take you away. It's
right.
In between. So, bringing yourself close is part of the Zimbabwe. It's the same thing.
So let's spell out a little bit more. So let's go away from the Moshul, go to the Nimshul. So let's say a person is, I don't know, whatever his weakness is, let's say he's nichshol in chilul Shabbos, right? He has to bring a korban. So he needs to do tshuva. So tshuva means is aziva sachet, kabbalah salovay. So here we're saying he may be saying I don't know if I can be sure that there's an aziva sachet. I'm mischaret. Am I on the chet that I did? Do I know that I will be oimiv and nisoy next time he comes up? No. No, so I'm saying it could be that that's what you're saying. That the korban can be mechaper with charata without tshuva. Charata means, I know that I messed up, but I don't know that I'll have the strength to be mezgaber. But I still want to wrap this chayda up. Yeah. Good?
So we said, according to Rav Chanan, that achata and ashamdara, we're going to assume that the person was tzaddik enough that he's going to bring the korban with some sort of charata. So, why do we need to assume that for Yom Kippur, in the next line of the Mishnah, that a person wouldn't have done tshuva?
You're wrapping up a minute. You're in the right place? Good, yeah.
If we're assuming this person is going into a chatas with some sort of charata, why do we need to specify the tshuva by Yom Kippur?
No, because there it's the tshuva that the there is the vidui that the Rambam says you have to have. There's a ziv sachet, there's a nechama busha and a kabbalah salovai. For the chatos, person was nichshol in the eighth treif, right? So he wants to get kapara for it, but he may not. But he doesn't have to discuss aziv sachet or kabbalah salama. Right, that's what he was saying. He charat alone. Right, he ruray tshuva. He didn't put any new gedorim in place. No, for good.
Yeah.
According to Rav Chanan Mason, so meaning there's actually no, like, the fact that there's charata. The main part of the mitzvah is the korban, correct?
The ikar of the mitzvah is the ikar of
coming clean, of doing tshuva, is the korban. But in order to bring the korban, you have to have done
correct,
some sort
correct,
of
correct.
Just a prerequisite.
Correct, exactly. Off. Correct. Right. Yeah, that's what we would say. Let's chiddush Rav Chanan in ikar v'tzaros. Good. So let me wish you well. First, I have to ask Mechila if you're still upset that we didn't do a Vakama for last. So I asked Mechila, and then Vikabul Asalovai, and after some Chasar, we will hit the deck running with a Vakama. So that's number one. Number two is that after Yom Tov, we'll be able to, when the Pachar Adin is lessened, we'll be Acher. So we'll be able to spend more time together and more chilled out ways. And I look forward to that. And when Shaval Ksivachsima Tovla out of Lachaim Tobim and Sim Shal Sadiqim and Kishbrahu should give us all of the everything that we need to increase our Avodas Hashem and Shemayim and to have a very, very successful year of learning. All be done with ease and with comfort and good health and with Messiah service for each other. Bring it in.